DW.
A plane rumbles down the runway preparing to take off at Barcelona's El Prat airport. But as it does, back on terra firma, there is another kind of rumbling taking off. Last month, protesters from various environmental and political groups, including the national government, joined forces in central Barcelona to protest plans to spend over 1.7 billion euros to expand the airport. Alejandro González was one of the organizers.
We are against because of the climate implications of increasing aviation and airports nowadays. And also we think that before the COVID, we have a big problem with tourism. It will be the opposite. It will be more environmental impact, more noise in the streets, more conflicts, more people expelled from their homes, and also more labor precarity, because what we have right now is a cheap tourism that is based on precarizing the labor conditions of workers. So we don't think that increasing the airport will bring prosperity to society. It will be just few people will benefit from them, those elites who participate within the aviation, but not the regular people.
I've walked down this tree-lined boulevard called Las Ramblas hundreds of times. It's the heart of Barcelona's history and tourism. When I first lived here back in the 90s, this 1 kilometre walk down to the monument of Christopher Columbus on the edge of the port was a bustle of kiosks, full of trinkets and souvenirs, stalls selling flowers and even live birds and other animals. On one side here, the famous Liceo Opera House. Over there, La Boqueria, the world-famous public market, which has been running since 1217, when it first started. Today, as I walk these parts, a lot has changed. But what's most notable is the growing number of tourists that throng Las Ramblas, pounding the pavement that I can barely see in front of me. The transportation of tourists worldwide accounts for 5% of global greenhouse emissions, according to the United Nations World Tourism Organization. This is before considering the negative environmental impact, which also includes depleting local natural resources, pollution and waste problems. Abigail Garrido, the delegate of tourism at the Barcelona Provincial Council, says to protect the city, it's not about restricting tourist numbers, but about making sure that tourism is spread out across the entire Catalan region so that everyone can benefit. She says the council has been working on schemes to get tourists to move from the beaches to the countryside, to move from the urban city centre and visit other towns and villages.
We're doing this through a certification that we have at the council called the Biosphere Gold Destination. This was awarded to Barcelona by the Institute of Responsible Tourism Spain and is tied in with the UN's 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. Our objective is to become a deconcentrated destination.
Barcelona es la capital de la Comunidad Autónoma de Cataluña.
According to figures from the organisation called the Observatory for Tourism in Barcelona, in 2020 there was a 9.6% increase in the number of international tourists who stayed in destinations outside Barcelona. That's a 100% increase on the figures of 2016. So the policy being carried out by Abigail and the Barcelona Council is having some success.
Dada su influencia cultural, artística, financiera, comercial y turística.
The concept of biosphere, or sustainable tourism, has been around since the 1990s, but Barcelona became the first ever city to be awarded a certificate in 2011. Ángel Díaz, a tourism consultant, spearheaded the drive towards sustainability that led to the city getting its biosphere certification. He says since 2011, the focus has changed and is now linked to the United Nations Agenda 2030 on sustainable development with a focus on environmental protection.
What really is biosphere, nowadays we can really define it, it's a management system of continuous improvement in terms of sustainability.
On the scaffolds.
An example of this in practice is the Hotel Andante, a stone's throw from the bustling Ramblas. The hotel is mainly powered by solar panels.
That wood, all of
this is laminated wood. Yes.
The hotel manager, Pablo Bofill, shows me around one of the rooms. There is no plastic anywhere, no mini fridge in order to conserve energy. The bathroom has no bottles of shampoo or shower gel. The floor is made from 80% recycled wood laminates.
In our manifesto, we explain that we follow the principles of the World Charter for Sustainable Tourism. We explain also that we are eco-friendly to preserve the environment and the existing resources. We built our hotel with certified materials, recycled and recyclable. The hotel facade is protected by a thermal envelope that maintains the best temperature.
But is sustainable tourism a practical or workable idea? The Responsible Tourism Institute says that of the more than 400 hotels within Barcelona, some 257 are now engaged in some form of sustainable tourism activity.
Mestra inspiradora, molta gent que segurament estem aquí. Gràcies, Arcadi.
Following on from the demonstration that took place, the decision to expand the airport has been delayed. The cost of the project is the main reason behind this. But this is what worries protesters. They want assurances from the authorities that the plans will be cancelled altogether. Their ongoing concerns are heightened because there are also projects in the pipeline to expand other airports within Spain.
Com a Girona, les muntanyes de Begú, perquè sent xarxa Natura 2000, estan volent urbanitzar.
The ongoing conundrum facing Spain is how to expand and maximize income from tourism while keeping in line with targets to reduce carbon emissions by 2030. By gaining the Biosphere Certificate, which shows a commitment towards sustainability, the city is showing that it's trying to find an answer. But it seems expanding the airport is not regarded by most as being the right steps to take. The adage of not only having your cake, but also eating it does come to mind. The question here seems to be, exactly what kind of cake do you want to make? Ashish Sharma for DW in Barcelona.
DW.